Escola Electric.
Oh, hi, Tracy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Happy Monday. We survived the weekend, right?
Yes, we did.
That has to be a good
Lord.
Day.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, I
oh,
was actually
goodness
following
me.
Up. Did you have a nice weekend, by the way?
Yeah, actually, I did a whole lot of nothing, which was nice.
Oh, those are the best. Yeah, I hear you.
Yes.
Those are the best weekends.
I laid in bed and just snuggled with my dogs, and yeah, it was perfect.
Oh, I love that. What kind of dogs do you have?
Oh, God, I have 6.
Do you really?
They are.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it wasn't by choice. The people I stay with have a, you would swear he had miniature dachshund because he's very long.
Yeah.
And Chihuahua. But it's not miniature dachshund, come to find out. I believe
it's wow.
Cocker Spaniel. Yeah.
Oh,
but he looks
how
like
cute.
A,
but he's
like
long.
A, yeah,
like
he
like
looks
a
like a long brown hot dog.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Does he have long hair like a
no.
Cocker?
No. He's got short
wow.
hair. Yep, short hair. Well, he got my female pregnant and she is some type of wire haired terrier and Chihuahua.
Okay.
So neither
wow.
one of them are real big dogs. Well,
yeah.
Her first litter she had 6. She has 6. One died.
Oh, I see.
And so we had 5. Well, I got rid of all of them but 2. And I'm like, I'm going to keep these 2 because, you know, this is it. This isn't going to happen again. And wouldn't you know it happened again?
Oh, that's so funny.
I said, oh, no. So then she had 5, her second litter. And I still have 3 of them. Yeah.
Oh.
And they all look different.
That's amazing.
It's funny because, yeah, my mama there, she's black. And she looks
yeah.
like, you know, the terriers are kind of, they're taller, but they got like the longer fur on their face and then they shave them down.
Yes.
So it kind of
yes.
looks almost like a mustache. That's what her face
yep.
looks like when she's groom, you know?
Oh, how cute.
And 2 of the babies in her last litter kind of look like that.
Wow.
And they're tan instead of black.
Yeah.
And then the other, my first litter, the one male that I have, I don't know if you've ever seen, what were they called? I can't remember what it was called, like a Kiko or something. Really
uh-huh.
weird name. But come to find out, and this is why now we're thinking it's Cocker Spaniel, because the dog that he looks like
yeah,
is Cocker Spaniel family.
Oh,
and I'm
interesting.
Like,
so now you're
yeah,
seeing it in the puppy, but you wouldn't have known by
yes.
the mama.
Nope.
Wow.
Oh, no.
That's
so
cool. So, that's really
yeah.
cool.
And he's gorgeous. I mean, he's the biggest lover in the world. And then his sister out of that litter is, she looks more like the Chihuahua. She's chocolate. All
Aww.
Chocolate. And
wow.
she's got, you know, petite little face. Now in the second litter,
yeah.
I have a boy that is also chocolate. So those two look like twins.
But
and
they're from different litters.
The other two
How
from,
funny.
Yep. And then the other two
yeah.
from the last litter look like twins. The only
oh,
difference
my
is size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the size. Oh, that's so
yep.
cute. I love talking to
oh,
another
yeah.
animal lover because I'm the same way. I only have 3 dogs, but the same thing, not
mm-hmm.
by choice. The one was mine, and then my son went and adopted one, and she lived
oh,
with
no.
him for 3 years. And then, yeah, ever since
mm-hmm.
that, she's been with me. Like, he comes by and walks her once in a while, but that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we had the people that I live with, It's a couple, and they had just Copper, the one dog, you know, that fathered my grandkids. And,
yeah.
She had a couple of rooms she was renting before I got there. And,
yeah.
The person that was in those rooms decided to go and get two pit bulls.
Oh, wow.
So he winds up getting arrested and everything else, needless to say. Somebody takes the one dog, the other dog she got stuck with.
Oh,
and
I see.
She didn't want the dog, nothing. And do you know that little SOB Copper has gotten that one pregnant?
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
So that's
this
how
little
it happened.
Tiny short thing. Yeah, this little tiny short thing, you know, he's out just.
That's hilarious.
Nailing everything he can. I'm like, good Lord, somebody cut his.
Yeah.
So,
that's funny because I used to have a basset hound bloodhound mix, but the dad was the basset hound, and my mom was so funny. She used to say, "How did that even happen? Did he have to get up on a chair or something?" I'm like, "Mom, you're so funny." I'm like,
yeah. It's funny because Ruby, being the pit bull, she lays down for him. She's like, "Oh, I'm not gonna even." Yeah, she'll lay down for it. I'm like, you little stinker. Yeah. And it's funny because we had all these, like, little pit bull, chihuahua, you know, whatever mix puppies running around.
Yeah.
So it looked like, they look like midget pit bulls. Like somebody cut them off at their knees. They're the funniest looking dogs.
That's so cute. Yeah, you know, there's one of the bully breeds that they're like, they look like pit bulls, but they're very short, and I think they're the cutest things ever. They're like so cute.
When I was staying over at my girlfriend's a bit ago, they had two dogs downstairs from her that had like these big giant heads with like these little short tiny bodies. And I'm like,
oh wow.
They looked like they were just gonna like tip right over. But they had
like they were top heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was just waiting for them. And it was funny because they kept calling them, come on, too short. I'm thinking, you are kidding.
That's so cute. I love it.
Yeah.
Like those
mini
beautiful
ponies
dogs that they had in the Rose Parade. Those
little
tiny ponies.
Oh,
they look like a full grown
horse.
Exactly. They pan out and you see who they're standing next to. You're like, oh, they're tiny.
Yep. Yeah, and they really look funny standing next to a Clydesdale. It's like,
right? Yeah, what happened? That's so funny.
Yeah.
So
anyhow,
I was just following up. I know that you said you were going to talk to Gary and possibly get your account set up. So I just kind of wanted to see where you're at with that.
He's a pain in my rear end.
I bet. They always are.
Yeah, he doesn't want to spend that kind of money right now. He wants to see where he's at. I'm like, oh, you're killing me, small. Like,
well,
you know, we need.
One thing I'll tell you is that if somebody came to me, even if it was my husband, and he said, I want to spend $398 today, I would shut it out just because I don't know what it is that I'm getting, right? I would absolutely say, no way. So I think maybe that's the case because I know that just a couple of clients are going to, you know, fund this for you, possibly even fund it for you for the entire year. And with the amount of business that's in your backyard that's slipping through your fingers right now, a program like this would easily fund itself, right? I don't know if we went over this on Friday, but just to give you an idea, over the last 30 days, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So what that tells me is that there's a solid book of business in your backyard, but Esko Electric has a very weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that will, you know, put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. Now, I don't want you to think
now,
that
you
I'm
said
saying,
there
you
was
know,
a. Did you say there was a, like a, not like, was it a daily price or a weekly or monthly?
Nope. Nope, it's just a month-to-month subscription. So it's $299 monthly. The one-time setup fee of $99 goes on the first payment only. So the initial investment is $398. And I want to let you know, because we've serviced over 48,000 clients all over United States and Canada, and we have a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis. So there's a reason, you know, that tens of thousands of business owners renew with this, you know, month after month after month. It's not because they have to, because nobody signed a contract. It's because the program is working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business. You know what I mean? So I'd be happy to explain that to them, because, you know, I don't want you to think that I'm saying, you know, oh, you know, try the program and 1,018 new clients are going to come flooding in, because that's also not realistic, right? But based on what's trending in your area, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you guys as a small business, even a percentage
that's where we
of
need
that
to be.
Is right. It's going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business, you know? So, and our goal is never for someone to spend $299 monthly with us and then just break even. Because if that's the case, it's nice, but it's not a smart business decision, right? So it's our goal to make sure that everybody yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. And with a program like this, it's a no-brainer, because we're already putting you where that high revenue is generated, you know? So do you think that his mindset is that, because I know you guys need it and I know you guys like the idea of it, but do you think that maybe $398 is a little bit of a stretch on the budget right now? Or do you think that he has it and just doesn't want to spend it?
Well, that could be it too. I will say he is very, very tight. But like I said, this is something that we need, and he and I have discussed this. And everything else. And he, you know, has said to me, we have to do something. He goes, if you Google us, he says, we don't even show up.
That's right.
You know, this is crazy. So I'm almost tempted just to do this and be done with it. Isn't it terrible?
You know, I think if you have, you know, some authority within the company to do that, I would. And here's why, is it's going to make him a believer based on the results that you're getting. You know, once you're front and center on Google and your phone's ringing with new clients, he's going to say, you're the best partner ever to sign up with this, right? But right now, he doesn't see that, because all he's thinking about is the $398.
Well, that's, yeah.
Right?
I mean, that's what he looks at. I mean, he's the type that, I mean, as far as the book end of the business and the, you know, finance end of the business, he doesn't. Forget it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
He comes in, the first thing he'll say, well, how much we got in the account? And I'm like, well, thank you to you too. I don't know. And I'm not going to tell you.
Right.
You know, because
that's
like, you're not going to go and spend it.
Yeah, he's very targeted. It sounds like that. Yeah, so,
yeah.
I mean, just imagine, this is going to fund beautiful things for your company and help you guys grow.
So,
you know what I mean?
Give me a brief rundown again as to what this all includes.
Okay, absolutely, Tracy. So what this will get you is the first page placement for ESCO Electric on Google and Bing. We're also going to program you into some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. And I know that you and I were talking about that, how you're going to come up now from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So it's important for you to know, it's not going to matter if somebody does a Google search on a regular computer or if they're doing it from their phone or a laptop. Either way, we're going to make sure that you're readily available for the clients. And then... Because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with the Facebook ads. So I remember on Friday, you weren't sure who set it up, but you already have a business Facebook. So we would use that existing business Facebook to run the ads for you, so that if people are in your area searching for an electrician or wiring or anything like that, and then they click out of it, what happens is next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there will be an ad for Esko Electric coming up. So that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you get that detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to be able to show him, you know, how many new clients you receive from Google, how many new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. Yeah, you guys will love it, because here's the worst case scenario. Let's say that you tried this for a couple of months and somewhere down the road you ended up canceling, which I know that you won't, because you're going to absolutely love it and no one would ever cancel on profit, right? But let's say that you did. Worst case scenario is you're going to have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now, because at that point, Esko Electric will be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be accessible from the mobile platform on some of the popular directories. You know, if you ever canceled, I mean, obviously you're not going to be on the first page, because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you'll have that stronger internet presence than you have right now, you know, and that's a huge benefit to keep with the company forever, you know?
Right.
And
it's how much? Three?
Yep, just $398 today and then $299 each month moving forward. Now, I don't know if you reviewed the email that I sent you over the weekend, but you're getting everything.
I haven't even looked at it.
Okay. Okay, I want to tell you, because if you open that up after the fact, I don't want you to fall off your chair, because it will tell you that the platinum package, which is what you're getting, it sells for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. Okay, but the reason I gave you better pricing is because the position just became available on Friday. But also I gave you legacy rate pricing because you've been in business since 1972. Anytime a business is over 30 years, I can apply that legacy rate pricing.
Nice.
And you're grandfathered into that rate where it'll never go up for you. So it's not going to matter if you start out slow and you take on five jobs in a month, or if a year from now you increase your crew and you have more work vehicles and you're taking on 50 jobs a month. Either way, you're still paying that same flat rate.
Right. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. And I'll
I'm so excited for you, Tracy. Yeah, no, you're going
to
absolutely love it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll wait till clients start coming in and go, oh, by the way, you know why they're coming in?
You know
what I
always
say? A little secret.
No, behind every good man, there's a good woman, and he needs someone like you with a strong business sense, because it sounds to me like he's excellent at what he does, but he doesn't understand this aspect.
He's a great electrician. He's a great electrician. But when it comes down to the bookwork, the invoicing, the billing, it's like, you know, he's like, well, I did it before I bought it from my dad. Well, you know what? That was 30-some years ago. Times are changing, my friend. You know, I'm trying to get him to go digital with some of this stuff and save me some time and aggravation, but that's not happening.
Yeah, he doesn't understand it because he's old school. But the good thing is once this gets rolling for you, all you and him are going to have to do is answer the phone when people call you. And I know, as old school as he is, he's going to answer the phone.
Oh, yes, he will.
Right, yeah.
Because so I'll kill him if he doesn't.
Exactly, yeah. So that's the nice thing.
You know, and we're looking to... I mean, we're looking to, you know, take on more business and to expand again, because, you know, after Jerry got sick and everything, all of his people left him.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear
that. And here he sat going, what the hell? I mean, his boys kind of took this and shit all over it and ran it into the ground. So now we're rebuilding. So, you know, it's like, oh, okay, good. We're getting ahead as far as the bills. And the next thing you know, in the come the mail, I said, oh, son of a.
Oh,
I'm like, you know.
Like a double whammy for you guys, right? Yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
Gosh, yeah. So we're.
Well, this is going to help you because once the Google listing gets up and running, we'll help you achieve that 5-star rating on it and continue to get consistent 5-star ratings. We'll send you a little review generator email, and that's going to help you when you're in your growth mode because that will give a potential client that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you, you know, even prior to picking up the phone and calling you, you know. So what is your last name?
If I have any problems or any questions, I just call you.
Yeah, you can always use me as a point of contact, but you're also going to have the entire account management team. So if you ever called in and you wanted an update or you had a billing question or anything, you just call in the same toll-free number that is on the bottom of my email and hit option one, and anybody can help you. And then if you ever want to talk to me directly, you put in 777, and that's on the email as well, and that will ring directly to my desk, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll send the confirmation email to, you want me to use escoelectric@gmail.com?
Yep.
Perfect. And then what is your last name?
Esposito.
Okay.
E-S-P-O. S-I-T-O.
Got it. Okay. And then is the business number that you want to display on Google this line ending in 0445 or the one on the website ending in 2491?
Either one. It rings to the same phone.
Oh, good. Okay, perfect. And then if we were to send you a text message, then that would just be internally through us. Can we use this number as well, the 0445?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. And then for the business itself, do you want it to show as Esco Electric or should we put in Inc. or LLC? What's your thoughts there?
The business name is Esco of Tri-City, Inc.
Okay.
But, I mean, their slogan for years has been, you know, Esco Electric, and then it's Let's Go.
I would leave it at that, to be honest. Yeah, because if you put Esco of Tri-City, Inc., people might not know when they see it off the bat that you're an electrician. Plus, your website and your Facebook already say Esco Electric, so that way it's seamless with Google because everything matches. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay. And if you ever change your mind, no problem. Any revisions that you make down the road, they're free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. But for now, we'll keep it at this. And then is the business address still the 1339 Tapteal Drive, Suite 118?
Yep.
Perfect. And then 99354?
52.
Oh, 99352. Let me update that. Happy I asked. And then it didn't save your last name, E-S-P-O-S-I-T-O, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to save it again. Sometimes computers. Okay, this time it's stuck. Okay, so do you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I think this is just a debit card. Yes, debit card from QuickBooks.
Okay, and does it show your name or the business name or both?
Gerald Boulay is the name on the card.
Spell the last name, please.
B-E-W-L-A-Y.
B-E-W-L-A-Y. And then is the billing address also the Tapteal Drive, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
I believe it's Tapteal.
Okay. We can try it. If it's not, my system will tell me. I'll get a little error message, but we'll try it, and hopefully that's the case.
Yeah, I think it is.
So, okay, good, good. So go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
4999.
Okay.
9801.
Got it.
9431.
Okay.
0270.
And expiration?
129.
And the code?
982.
982. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you later, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. And some of this voice recording, Tracy, it's a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Sure.
Okay. So this says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Esco Electric.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Tracy Esposito, office manager.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Excellent. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 13th, in the nominal amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, for the client interview, that appointment takes 20, maybe possibly 30 minutes max. And I have, let me see, a 10 o'clock coming up. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, 10 o'clock if you like. If not, I can push it out later. Do you think that 10 would work,
fine.
Or should we look at it is. Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do right now, Tracy, is I'm blocking out an hour from 10 to 11 o'clock Pacific, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 10:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Okay.
And then lastly, since I gave you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and just acknowledge it with your e-signature. And like I said, that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text message from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Let's see here. I got this one right here. Ooh, use your name.
If it says thank you for choosing Local Splash, there'll be a link there that says please click here to accept your subscription terms.
That's your dashboard. There we go. Now I see it.
Okay, yeah, so if you click that, there's going to be, you just scroll all the way to the bottom once that page opens, and it'll say two boxes that you have to check, one to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages, and then since the billing's in Jerry's name or Gerald, you have to put in his name and hit confirm signature. Once it goes through, it will ask you for a username and password. So you don't have to worry about the username and password right now, only because that's already in your welcome email. But my main thing is just getting the pricing locked in. And then, I'm thinking that it might be best for us to promote the number that's on your website, which is 509-366-2491, but you said that still rings to you, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I'll do that. I'll put that on here as the business line, but your number will be secondary for internal purposes only, which is the 0445.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then, whenever we get added to the business Facebook, we can update that too, because you have an interesting scenario online where you have the 2491 on your website, but you have the 0445 on your business Facebook. And sometimes that throws a red flag with Google if there's like inconsistent data, you know?
Right.
So we'll make sure
that once we get do whatever, whatever you got to do.
Perfect. Yeah, either way, like you said, it's going to come to you, so it's not going to matter. Now, I'll send you, or I'll have the technician send you later a little email that will have you add us to the business Facebook. If you try to log on to the business Facebook and you can't because you told me that you're not sure who set that up, then you can always just let them know, and they'll have the Facebook department reach out and try to get you in through the back door, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I think for now we're all good to go, so welcome aboard. I am so glad that it worked out for you, Tracy. I know that you're absolutely going to love this. And then stand by because my technician will be calling you shortly, okay?
Okay.
All right, and I enjoyed talking to you. Have a really nice rest of your week, and enjoy those puppies, too. That's awesome.
Yes.
I love it.
They're a handful.
I know they are. Yeah, like I said, I have three. I'm not at your level yet, but I was at your level before.
Oh, Lord.
And I was younger, but with a cat. My one daughter was begging me if she could adopt a cat. And so I said, no, and we left the place, and I didn't let her, and she couldn't stop talking about it, so I went back and finally caved in and said, okay, you can have this cat. Well, then her sister wanted one, too, and we ended up walking out of there with two cats, not knowing that one was a male and one was a female, and next minute we had a bunch of kittens on our hands.
Oh, no. I bred Chinese.
Yes.
I bred Siamese for a while, so I know.
And then
yes.
I was always such a softie, like she had the kittens, and I was like trying to give them away and promote them, and people, you know, would come and adopt them, but the ones that were left over, I'm like, well, I have to keep them. I can't just, they're our cat's kittens, you know? So.
Yeah.
Yep, so I ended up with a bunch of cats at one time. I think I had like five or six of them. It was like amazing that I'm like, man, I should have just said no, and here I have all these cats running around.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. But Siamese are beautiful. I bet you could have actually sold those. Those
oh,
are
I did.
Worth a lot, aren't they?
I did.
Yeah, I was going to say, those are worth a lot. They're beautiful.
Yeah, I got $300 a piece for them.
Wow, how come?
Yeah,
you don't do
my
it
mail
anymore?
Was
it just too
long
much work?
It was too much.
I
too
bet.
Much.
I yeah.
Get out with it. Yeah.
But he was a long-haired Siamese. I've never heard of that. Wow.
Yeah, my male was a seal point long hair, and my female was a blue point. So yeah, they had beautiful
babies. I bet they made the most beautiful baby. I bet $300 was even a steal for them.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for sharing so much of that. I'm such an animal lover too, so I enjoyed talking to you, and I know I'll be talking to you more in the future. So, in the meantime, have a great rest of your day. Okay, and my technician
will
call you.
Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.